never works right for me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Young man, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just busting out. Shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I hunt?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just busting now. I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just busting now. I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Welcome, listeners and mics, to The Cut on Global 14 Radio, streaming to you every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Your host, Onyx, checking in with you, and I have the co-host, Golden Fleece, on the line, too. What it do?
Yo, yo, still B14 Life is The Cut. Another Wednesday, we in the building. You know how we do, man. Making it happen every hump day.
Yes,
sir. That's the whole reason that we are every Wednesday, every hump day. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Absolutely, absolutely. If this is your first time tuning in with us, definitely want to check us out. Like Golden said, every Wednesday night, G14 Radio is the only station via the brand Global14.com, which is the social networking site of Jermaine Dupri. If you're not familiar with that by now, definitely want you to go over there and check it out and go ahead and create yourself an account as well so you can join the groups and get all involved with everybody's topics and the thread that they have on there. There's a lot of different things for you to, you know, interact with. So definitely, again, the site is global14.com, so get over there and check it out. Tonight, no special guest with us. Last week, we had Jason Weaver. We've been having a couple of consistent guests the past couple of weeks, but we're kicking it tonight, just the two of us, right?
Yeah, no doubt, man. No, we interested enough over here.
Right.
Of our guests, but we interested over here.
Oh yes. And Golden has quite the resume, must I say myself. However, we are going to have live feedback and song reviews. Speaking of resumes, we are going to do the A&R thing tonight, just me and Golden. So we have about 4 songs that we're going to check out tonight and give some review on, and give our feedback. However, if you do want your music to be considered just to be in rotation and not just a live feedback, Golden actually can let you guys know how you can be a part of that. So,
well, definitely you can hit up Onyx or you hit her up on Twitter, Onyx254. If you're on Global 14, check her out at Onyx. If she gets the songs, she listens and then sends them to me. And vice versa. So if you send it to me, I'm at THAGLUE. That's the glue on Twitter and on Global 14 at Golden Fleece. So if you send them to me, I'm going to send them to her. So we're going to take listens and we're going to say, okay, cool. Let's review these songs on Global 14 to get everybody's feedback, the people that want to call in, the artists that are actually sending the music. We want to know what they, were inspired by when they made the song. Why they chose to make the song, and just talk about the song. You know what I'm saying? Just to give everybody that play. Everybody needs a play, so we're trying to provide that over here. And that's what it is tonight. I like these nights. Do our A&R thing.
Yeah, I definitely dig them. I love listening to the new music. I've actually heard one of the tracks tonight already, but the others I haven't had a chance to listen to. So I love getting that fresh listen. As well as the other, I didn't even get to finish the track, so I'm excited to hear them in full tonight. Looking forward to it. Also, Models, Golden, I know you said you were going to do the beautiful music segment, bringing that piece back. Can't wait for that to go down.
Oh, man, yeah. What's crazy is I keep saying it's coming back. I'm just tweaking a few things that want to happen for, especially for the Global 14 brand to keep going. Jermaine Dupri has provided an excellent avenue for us, to do our thing. And his site is so dope. We always talking about the newest and greatest things. So, the beautiful music segment did so well, all the girls coming on and talking about what they got going on. I'm just trying to add a few little things in here to make it even better. So just be looking out for that if not next week and the week after that, it's definitely coming back and it's coming back much stronger. But what it is basically is we interview your favorite video victims, your favorite models, the girls that graced with the screen in the videos you love to watch, the girls that grease the magazines that you love to see. So we just want to know about a lot of these women, were in the military. You got women who are masters, doctors. You got girls that are in school, very intriguing lives. And, on the industry. A lot of girls, when we talk about how, the entourages and the rappers try to get at them on the video shoot.
Right.
Some of them like that, and some of them don't. Some of them talked about how they hate guys coming up to them with dirty shoes. So, you listen to this stuff, you get a chance to see what the model likes. So if you do meet an influencer, not to step up with no dirty shoes or something like that. Clean your shit up. And come correct. But, it's always a good time. They're always very nice girls. So that's going to be coming back very shortly. We all looking forward to that.
Absolutely. And again, if you're interested, you got to hit Golden up and at The Glue on the Twitter, THAGLUE. So you can send him everything that he needs to get you qualified, to get you featured on that segment. So shout out to the beautiful segment, beautiful music segment. Can't wait for that to come back. Again, we are going to play a couple of live reviews tonight, but how we do every Wednesday here on The Cut, we do some charts. We do talk about the numbers. So before we get into those tracks that we're going to play tonight, the numbers and the Billboard charts, I can't talk tonight. We have Hot 100 Flo Rida with Whistle, Pop and Radio is Ellie Goulding with Lights, and then you have the number one rap song, which is Mercy, by Kanye West, Big Sean, Pusha T, and 2 Chainz. And then the number one R&B hip-hop song is 2 Chainz, No Lie. And then the number one R&B hip-hop album is Rick Ross, God Forgives, I Don't. This is coming in again his second week. And mind you, his first week he did pull in 218,000 units in his first week. So not bad. And this is also Ross's fourth number one album. So shout out to Ross. A lot of people try to hate, but it is what it is. You know, Ross does his thing. He gets his money. He gets his numbers. And that's just pretty much what it is. Shout out to Rick Ross, Rosé. Rev Rosé, however you want to say it.
Ricky Rosé. And, you know, he started using that moniker because of all those lawsuits that were going on with Freeway Rick Ross. But, you know, he's been losing those cases. The real Rick Ross has. So looks like Rosé will be able to keep going as Rosé Rick Ross, whatever he wants to do. He's doing what he wants to do anyway.
Oh, yeah. MMG.
Man. Can't be touched right now, you know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely. Well, we did have a couple of things in the mixtape. Well, I'll let you shoot those out to the people, Golden.
Oh, yeah. We had a few mixtapes that dropped. We had Tyga, racked up Shorty, the boy Tyga, you know. what's that joint Tyga had? The Rack City bitch. That joint. Ever since the Rack City bitch shit came out, like, people been looking for Tyga to drop different things. That actually did really well for him. So he's dropping another mixtape. He's consistent, man. He's keeping it coming. He got a joint coming out called Well Done. So check that out. Well Done 3, as a matter of fact. That's mm-hmm. out now. We got the Hood General, Styles P, out with the Diamond Life, Yonka Stand Up, you know, the locks.
Okay.
Jada Kid Styles Chic. So Styles P is out with a joint called the Diamond Life. We got Broward County being represented real heavy. We the Best Music, YMCMB. Ace Hood got a joint coming out that's out now, Body Bag, you know what I'm saying? So if you fucks with Ace Hood, you know what I'm saying, check that out. The boy Ace Hood can spit too. He doesn't get a lot of credit that I think he deserves,
never.
But son got bars. Son definitely got bars. So shout out to Ace Hood. Kid Daytona, which we had on the show a couple of weeks ago,
The
summer games out. The kid with the golden pen. So, you know, make sure you check out the Kid Daytona. We had an awesome interview with him a few weeks back. So that cat is definitely doing his thing and trying to climb the charts in the rap world. You know, he's from the Bronx, New York, so, you know, he got a lot of good people backing him. So shout out to Kid Daytona. Hopefully he keeps up and doing his thing. But that's about it on the mixtape segment. We got Kid Daytona, Ace Hood, Styles P, and Tyga. So if you like that free music and you fans of any of these guys, go out and download those joints and see what they're talking about.
Absolutely. I'm definitely, like you said, feeling. I like the little lineup this week. It's not much, but it's enough to keep me rolling and riding in my little ride. I do like I like what Tyga brings to the table. I do like Styles P. I've always had. Ace Hood is definitely a beast, and I agree with you. He doesn't get enough credit. And then Kid Daytona, definitely a fan of him, especially after, you know, him being introduced to us on the show. So excited. Very dope.
Yeah, it's a dope. Let me tell you something. Mixtapes are coming out very consistently from a lot of your favorite artists and a lot of artists that are not your favorite that deserve some recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm glad we do this on the show because if you don't know about certain people, you can start checking them out. That's how these people, you know, get on your radar before you hear about them. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, now everybody's talking about Rocky Fresh because
mm-hmm.
He signed with Maybach Music. Well, you know, when you go to livemixtapes.com, you go to Dat Piff, these people have been dropping mixtapes for a little bit. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
we're going to always bring you that new. So even though it may not be something you recognize, you might want to check it out because your favorite artist might just sign that guy tomorrow. And the next thing you know, the whole world wants to hear what he has to say.
No doubt. Well, we definitely, and hopefully one of you artists that we're going to play tonight can be of that if you're not already, you know, one of those people that everybody can go back to the Dat Piff and Live Mixtapes, or you get signed by one of the artists that are, well, there's a couple of them at the top right now. I think we go over that enough. MMG, Young Money. There's only so many certain cats we feel that are kind of leading the pack right now. However, we are going to come back with that live song back review, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. This is T.I. Go get it.
Yeah.
I gotta grind, won't stop, hustle won't quit, shine like no other, I be on some other shit, I got a high price lifestyle, super bad bitch, if I want it, bet I got it, if I don't bet, all I gotta do is go, hit, stay up by my business, fall till I fall, lost until I finish, I dig out, I'm living to the killer, second million, yeah. Every day above ground, all I wanna do is ball. Put my money over bitches, put my hustle over all. Louis down to the draw, Louboutin kit. Got a man, had a swagger, bitch, I'm stupid, dumb, sick. With a group of young bitches and they stupid, dumb, sick. I'm the marathon man, all I do is run shit. A sophisticated kind of dick, superficial, still official, multi-million dollar shit. Money is the object, hot shit. Bitch, I got a sauna on my arm. Six figure with no diamond, rich and million, Bosch and run. They just talk about they got it, I'm the upper echelon. No, bitch, I'm about that action, you can go on with the combo. I done more than you dream back. It's your dream, bitch, in your dream house. On lean, passing them beans out. With a bag through the whole thing high. Gone, boy, I get seen back. Bro, you know me, you know I be. Second that door, that's all I see. I-G-O-G-E-D-I-D.
Grind won't stop. Stop. Hustle won't quit. Shine like no other. I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle. Super bad bitch. If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't bet, all I gotta do is go.
I real life, but late night, get shit fake. When I take flight, I get paid. No sick days, my outfit on switchblade. Don't sniff J, but I blow drone. Bankroll on loco. Still ride with that 4-4, but don't let my P.O. know. Bad white bitch, soup thick, I'm icy, she cocoa. She got another bitch, jump other bitch, her ass fat face so-so. No paper trail, no phone call, no email, no photo. Jet back shot with that fat button, low blow, head button, slow-mo. Hey, purple lady, polo, and it's cool, that's all I do. Man, I strive and roll my gentleman. Them new Margiela shoe. Man, we be cool and we jet pilot. Whole margarita molly and the strongest pack around. Buffin' shawty out in Maui. We menage for a hobby. We kick it how we kick it. Know you envy how I'm living. Shit, just can't resist it. Tripping, get the million back my business. Bro, you know me, you know I be. Second that door, that's all I see. I-G-O-G-E-D-I-D.
Grind won't stop. Stop. Hustle won't quit. Shine like no other. I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle. Super bad bitch. If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't get all I gotta do is go. Stay up on my dick. Fall till I fall. Lost until I finish. I dig out. Stay up on my dick. I'm living just to kill it. Second million to the ceiling. Now dig out. Now dig out.
Yes, sir. That was T.I. with Go Get It. Just took a break. Coming back on the cut, Global 14 Radio with the co-host, Golden.
Yes, yes.
Are we going to go ahead and get into this live song feedback review again? Artists, if you want to be featured, definitely hit myself up at Onyx254 or Golden at The Glue so we can see what it is and get you hooked up so you can be a part of this tonight. We do this every once in a while. So the first song that we do have on the review, we actually have two ladies and two gentlemen. So love it. Hope my ladies can represent. First song up is Casey Edmonds with This My Baby on Global 14 Radio The Cut.
Sunrise, nobody knows. I'm telling you everything.
Just catching it. That was Keithy Edmonds with This Is My Baby. This is a live song back. The live song review on Global 14 Radio The Cut. And Golden, would you like to go first?
Yeah, no doubt. So when I heard that song, when I was listening to that song, a few things stood out to me. The different sound. You know what I'm saying? I like the way she sounds different. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like a, I don't know if I'm saying it right, kind of like a New Orleans, like, singer that you would hear, like, in one of those joints where everybody used to, you know, be at in New Orleans, like the juke joint type of, you know, sound, which I think is dope. Another thing is I like the melody of the song. I can remember the melody of the song after hearing it one time. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody has a melody you can remember, I always think that's dope. One thing that I thought could be better, though, was the vocal could definitely be stronger, especially if you're going up and down with this round that's so bright. You know,
right.
I'm not a singer.
Right.
Vocally, do that. You have to be strong because every time you're saying something, not only are you singing a melody, but they got to understand exactly what you're saying, and it's got to come in strong every time. Like, for instance, in the song where I heard her saying one thing, but when she came back in, it wasn't as strong as the stanza that just left. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of like, you know, and anybody that's ever been in the studio knows that this happens. If you say something and you got a punch or come back in, they really make sure you come back in that same type of way so nobody could tell that you punched in that record or that you stopped that tape. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that person in there, you might come back in there and be like, okay, it's good. But really, somebody could hear it, you know, when you start playing the record. So I say if the vocal was stronger and you know, kind of more intense to where you can constantly keep that same level that you started with, I think it would be dope. And one other thing is that I think the hook just kind of went a little bit too long at the end. Like, you know, songs like that, if you could make a bridge or something that breaks the monotony of what's going on so it won't keep just sounding like it's looped, but the bridge has to be the same type of melody, you know, or a different melody that's memorable. Somebody would be like, okay, that transition was dope, and it keeps the song moving fluidly. That's where I was before. It keeps the song moving fluidly, but not monotony, not redundant. You know what I'm saying? I think at the end, just the hook kept going a little bit. But that's the only thing that I thought. Overall, I would say no melody. I like the different sound of her voice. I like the way her voice comes across. But, it, you know, if it was a little bit stronger, and maybe had a little bridge in there toward the end that kind of broke up the monotony of the song, I think it would have been even crazier.
Right, right. I'm actually going to almost agree with you 100% on everything that you said. And you kind of took some words that I had planned on throwing out as well, which is awesome because we're always pretty much on the same page and have a good ear for it. I definitely agree with you with the redundancy of it, if that's even a word. It was a little redundant, even though I was waiting for a bridge as well. I was looking for a bridge to come on. I didn't hear a bridge. Or I was looking for it to maybe do a key change. I wasn't a fan of the production, although I liked the melody as well, as Golden mentioned. I do like the melody. However, I was kind of wanting the production to take me a little somewhere else after a while. And I agree with him as well as the quality. I feel like it probably could have got a better mix on the vocals. However, you do have a nice soulful tone to your voice. So if you can just work with an engineer that can help you bring that out, like Golden kind of was saying, that would be awesome. And we could really hear you shine through on that song. I wasn't able to really gather what you were saying, but it kind of, I liked where you were going with it, and I liked the hook. So I would just kind of, if you could revisit that song as far as the quality, and then maybe look into doing something different towards the end so it doesn't give that same loopy sound or the same feeling. You want to keep the listener engaged. The timing was perfect, and the structure was perfect as well. The way that you went into it when you put your verse down and then when you led into the hook as well. So that was fine, and I think that worked out great. So just a few things, to tweak a few things, and I think you'll be fine. So
straight up, dope.
All right.
I want to thank Casey Edmonds for submitting that song.
Absolutely.
If you're out there listening, we really appreciate that. And, you know, continue listening every Wednesday. Call in, talk to your favorite guests. You know, we always, you know, appreciative of anybody being a part of the show. So,
oh, yes. Yes. And just the fact alone that you're being a part of this and willing to have your music submitted or played, is, it just says milestones right there, or speaks milestones, because that means that you're willing to take the critique and willing to get feedback from anyone who's willing to listen to become the better artist that you know you can be. So that's awesome. This next artist that we're going to play is, his name is Streets, and it's featuring S. Cartier and Scott. So here we go.
Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. What it do, baby? What it do, baby? It's me, it's me. It's Streets, it's Streets. It's a long time coming. Hey, hey, yeah.
Yeah, the boy Tay, Young Lee, Blazer House, check this out. Got me feeling like Phil Jackson and shit, see. I'm coaching these hoes, they going live. That's what I do, you know what I'm saying? Check me out. Try to go live, game six. Her and the bitches that she came with. Got a nigga saying mercy, Kanye shit. And I'm trying to fuck a friend, but she a gay bitch. Gay bitch. Turn into a bad bitch. Swag so cold, said I make her one try dick. Guess I'm talking about my dick. So I made her jump ship like a pirate. On that flash shit, no wings. Knocking hoes down like I'm bowling. And that pussy so wet, got me floating. Swear my last name felt, cause I'm stroking. Yeah, back to the money. Back that ass up like you tryna get it from me. Hearing bone chains and you dunks got me stunting. Chilling with your bitch when I whistle, gotta come. Make that ass down, go inside. Now bring it back, overtime. Big bank, yes, I'm throwing mine. Now you see, you going live, going live. Going live. Make that ass down, go inside. Bring it back, overtime. Got game six.
Lil mama live, playoffs. We getting money, never worry about a layoff. I know what you thinking, bro, we're gonna take your cape off. We cold-hearted when it come to hoes. Adolf, she down for the trade-off. It's me get him to break off. When they play a Drake song, she pop a pill and take off. Like a rocket, AK, how she popping over. Hot the way she dropping, got them other bitches jocking. We quapping, this money get my pocket. Twerk it like you wanna do it, cock it, never mind it. I'm just being honest, make that ass start applauding. Like you celebrating, home set the black and move it to the front, then bring it back slow. But either way, go, I Blake Griffin, that hoe, straight killing that hoe. But she playing like a champ. She a level prover, yeah, she earned that stamp. That stamp. Make that ass down, go inside. Now bring it back, overtime. Big bank, yes, I'm throwing mine. Game six, she going live, going live. Going live. Make that ass down, go inside. Now bring it back, overtime. Got game six, she going live, going live.
Say she a bad bitch, cause I'm looking for a bad bitch. And if you think you a bad bitch, or swing your leg in the air, you a bad bitch. Say that she a bad bitch, I'm looking for a bad bitch. You think you a bad bitch, you bend it over by that pussy, you a bad bitch.
Let that ass down, go inside. Now bring it back, over time. Big bang, get some throw in mind. Gang shit, you going live, going live.
All right, all right. G14, we're going to cut live song with you. That was Tay Rick going live. Or she go live, my bad. Golden, would you like to speak on that?
Yeah, no doubt. So, you know, when I was listening to it, I definitely got the feel. I thought it was the faded track from Tyga. One of those joints that he sang was, you know, is it unfaded? Somebody got a track that's kind of like that. They got the drums, then they got the hand claps like that. You know what I'm saying? Which I always think right now that's dope. You know what I'm saying? That's what people are loving, especially if you're in the club, because it gives the kids something to switch their dancing up to, you know what I'm saying, and which they like to do, especially the women. I thought the concept was dope because it's saying she go live, and that's exactly what this track is made for. You know, this isn't something that, you know, a whole bunch of dudes is going to be listening to like, yeah, this shit is extra dope.
Right.
That, you know what I'm saying? These girls are going to be in there popping their ass to, you know, it was made to do. So
right. That's
dope. You know what I'm saying? It's like I can see a whole bunch of girls, you know, twerking at one point in time to this song in the club. It was really catchy to me. Which is always good because, you know, people want to remember what they hear. And I think they made that easy, which is good. like I said, I could see girls twerking to this in the club, which is always good. Girls buy records. Girls like your crew. They like what songs you do, and you're going to be around for a while because they're the ones that make that happen. I thought that the second, I don't know if there was more than one rapper, but whoever went second murdered it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really was on that beat in what the shit he was saying, the eight off, the all that different stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was hearing him. I was like, yo, this dude is not only keeping with this rhythm, but he's really killing this verse. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him for keep killing that shit. And the only thing at the end when they was doing the bridge was like, if you a bad bitch, you know, like every time I hear a song like that, the track is kind of opened up. So when the track is opened up, it's easy for you to play something in there where you can interact with the listener. So if he is like, if you a bad bitch, say, hey, you know what I'm saying? You have something in there where girls are saying, hey, or whatever they want to say, you know what I'm saying? That will make, when that part come on, the whole club interact with, as far as ladies is concerned, they gonna all scream that. You know what I'm saying? And when you do songs like that, you definitely wanna give them that option because they love interacting with songs when they can. You'll even hear girls singing some shit that's super degrading to them if it's remotely robotic, and they could join in and say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, up in the club singing it all the time. So if you give them an opportunity to join in on that bridge, if you are a bad bitch, say, hey, you know, they're going to scream that and they're going to like that part of the song even more. And that's about it. That's all the notes I jotted down. So it was catchy. Second rapper killed it. It was a great song for the girls to twerk to. Easy to remember. Just, you know, in that bridge that they put in, if they had a little bit more interaction with the women, which is the crowd that they're going for with the song, I think it would have been even doper.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to agree with you again on most of that as well, because I definitely, being a female, I could definitely attest to the fact that I was still in the track. Definitely something if I was to step out on a night with a birthday party full of women that we would run and this is my song, you know, and be all about it. It's about us. It is a ladies' track. It is a little anthem real quick. It's not too degrading to where I feel like, okay, this is just not me. This is ratchet. So I really liked the way that they flowed it and said what she did and what she was. I really liked the fact that it reminds you of college as well. It's a college track. You play it at the college party. It goes, you know, wild in there. So I really think it's a great track, especially, let's keep it real, the strip clubs, they would love it as well. So that's that lane and that's that marketing. Like you said, the song did what it was supposed to do. So definitely very well done. We are going to move forward. However, I want to take a quick break as well before we come back with the two tracks, because I am going to play Streets again. I am going to try to get that uploaded in full. I'm coordinating that with him right now so we can get that played. So real quick, let's take a break. Come back with Global 14 Radio to cut more songs on the live song review.
Yeah.
Brendan. So we're not going to talk about this right now? I'm going to work.
What's up, baby? I know some days I go without making you feel appreciated. And I just want to let you know that every day you are.
I got a song I want to sing to my number one fan. Plan to put a ring on it as soon as I can. What I mean is I don't want you to have to worry about nothing, baby, nothing, baby. I'm trying to set it out for my lady. I know you know I love you, but I want to say it again. Let you know I'm down with you, girl, till the end. But sometimes I feel you think I don't appreciate it. So every song that says I love you, I wanna dedicate it to my girlfriend. Might be my boo, you are everything.
Yes, you are.
A Sagittarius, it reads right here that you're the one that's gonna take it there with us. Love me, have my baby ride with me to the end. Hug me when I need one and tell me that I'm your best friend. So much in common, talk to me about everything. Keep the party jumping. Girl, I ain't got no complaints.
Girlfriend, wife,
oh. That true love, call him on the phone, turn to him, send him a text, do whatever you gotta do to let him know that it's true. I said if somebody's out there that you love, you don't think they really know that you about that true love, call him on the phone, turn to him, send him a text, do whatever you gotta do.
Already, that was Brendan Hinesley. Yes, you are. Global 14 Radio, The Cut. Is Blog Talk acting up a little bit tonight? I think so.
Not feeling that. definitely got on some quick bullshit, but you know, having to deal with that sometimes.
Yeah, I definitely had a text message come through to let me know that it was kind of in and out a little bit, but that's okay. We're back live in a sec, ready to go. This is a live song feedback review, however you want to call it. We're going to go ahead and play Destiny. Actually, Destiny Underwood is on Global 14, so shout out to the lifer, Destiny. Global 14 as the network, so make sure if you haven't already checked it out, global14.com, to get over there and sign up. There's your main
appeal. We got a Destiny Underwood joint?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Lifer.
So,
they call her the G14 princess.
Yeah. Shout out Destiny. The youngest life is always promoting her stuff and doing her thing, doing
yes.
shows. She definitely out there riding around and getting it. So
Yes.
Shout out to DU.
Yes, DU. And the track is actually Girl Is It You. So we're going to go ahead and get into that on the Global 14 Radio The Cut. I believe this is exclusive and the YouTube video just dropped as well. So Destiny Underwood, Girl Is It You. With Girl Is It You, a lifer. So shout out to G14, shout out to Destiny Underwood and anybody else that's listening, especially in support of her. She does have a great, huge fan base, actually. I actually want to go ahead and state, you know what I really enjoy about Destiny? Not only does she have the perfect personality, but she has great energy. And I can hear that through this track. I see that she opened up for Diggy as well, and she has a couple of videos out. She has a video to this, in which I checked it out last night. She has a lot of energy, and she's very young as well. I want to say she's maybe 12, 13, if that. Is that right, Golden? About?
I'm not sure, but I think she is around like 13 or 14 years old, if I'm not mistaken.
Which is amazing. She has a great voice. She also has a lot of songs on her YouTube that she does live. I think I saw her do a rendition of Alicia Keys or something. I can't remember to the T what song it was exactly. But she has a great voice, and I like the way that this track was put together. It's very age-appropriate, yet still fun, and not too Disney-ish, not too show-tune-ish. So I actually enjoyed the track. I love that she's stepping out and doing something different. She's kind of creating her own lane with the way that she's got this song structured. It works. And I think that if she keeps doing what she's going to do, she's going to be a big star one day. So that's my review on that.
Yeah, most definitely, man. So much energy, you know what I'm saying? That was like a young girl's anthem to me, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, I could see a whole bunch of girls with their colorful clothes dancing in unison and really kicking dance moves and doing their thing and really just empowering themselves to, like, yo, are you this girl? Are you that girl? Well, be who you are, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And really love that came across in the song. Also, that it has, you know, the clap part. It is really dope because, like I said, a song is always dope when you can engage with the song. So if the song is going to clap, 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 you already know it's going to be a whole bunch of people clapping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? With the rhythm of that joint, which is always dope. And like you said, her personality and attitude, you know, we get to see her on Global 14. Very
mm-hmm.
cute young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, practices, rehearses,
mm-hmm.
goes out on stage in front of a lot of people, opening up for some of these big young talents. So, you know, you got to be ready when you're doing things like that. You know, whoever's A&R in her project or working with her, you know, they're definitely doing a good job. Only one thing I could say, because I definitely always, if I hear something, I may be wrong, but if I hear something, I'm always say it, because people always did it to me, and which I was very thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I see young girls that I go to the studio, and there's people in there working with them, and they try to bring them to a range where they might not supposed to be yet vocal-wise,
mm-hmm.
you know, like try this or try that. And it's kind of like when you have a young, talented artist like a Destiny Underwood, you don't want to give her some Mariah or Alicia type note
mm-hmm.
just yet if
mm-hmm.
you know she's straining to hit that, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So you want to make sure you keep them right where they need to be and where their expertise is, and as they grow you're going to see that they're going to be able to do that and hit those higher notes and, you know, stretch that note a little longer
mm-hmm.
and there was this one in there where I knew she went really, she's like blaring it, you know what I'm saying? And it still sounded good, but at the same time, you could see that she was going for it. And it's like, going for it is always cool, but if you don't have to go for it,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't push the young artist to be like, hey, you got to go for it. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
just keep them where they need to be, and they're going to, you know, keep them where they need to be, and they're going to accelerate. I be in studios, and I see it a lot, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Could you hit this? Could you hit that? And, you know, you see the young person, they got so much energy, so much drive that they're going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you also want to make sure it comes across great in the track, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So overall, the track is awesome. Like I said, we get to see a little bit of Destiny. She's awesome. She has awesome songs. She's always doing something empowering for the young women, and I think she's going to be a real force coming up in the game. I think people need to look out for her if you're not already in tune with what she's doing, because rarely do you see artists that's kind of like, I don't know, she even got kind of like a humanitarian vibe. I remember she did a song that was about a
mm-hmm.
specific, I forget what
it
was about. But
I know what you're talking about.
You know
too.
What I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about. It was about
mm-hmm.
helping. It was about community. It was
mm-hmm.
about something that was real positive.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to her for even at her young age going strong
mm-hmm.
on all of those angles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Very catchy song. you know, I was over here by the end of the song, like,
is it you?
You know, I got no voice, but
no
voice. I'm saying, it definitely had me on that tip. So
right.
Shout out to DU, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your things, sweetheart. And sky's the limit for her, man. I can already see it.
Absolutely. No doubt. Well, actually, what I want to do is bring on a caller as long as we have the time and we're talking about Destiny. I know what Mal Money. Oh, okay. Maybe not. I had a call come through. I believe that he is a supporter of Destiny and the Wood as well. That would have been great to hear what he had to say. I have a chat room. You know, we don't know. You know what we have going on that we don't do enough? We don't go into the chat room enough. And oddly enough, I went into the chat room just now while we were playing the track. And Destiny is actually in there now. So shout out to Destiny Underwood for checking in with
us.
So 14 Bay of the Cut. And she says she's 13. She'll be 14 October 19th.
Oh, okay.
So,
I knew she was 13 or 14 years old.
Right. She's about a month shy, a little less than a month shy of 14. So again, and then Malcolm is in here as well, a supporter of her. And says, sky is the limit, and she's going all the way. And we definitely agree with you, Malcolm. And Destiny is going to be a huge star. She is as well, as far as I'm concerned right now.
She's doing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Sky is definitely the limit. Keep going, baby girl. Everything is great, man. Every time she puts out something, you know what's crazy? She puts out the documentary.
On how she did it, right.
You up to the video, you
right.
know what I'm saying? It's like, how many young kids would check out this video of our rehearsal or,
mm-hmm.
you know, check us out when we were here and
right.
then leading up to the video? She already got you wanting to see the video. So marketing
mm-hmm.
and everything, like, this girl has it down. She knows what she's doing. So whoever is in her camp, you know what I'm saying, like, great job. How you're grooming her, and I see her doing big things, most definitely.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. In fact, I want to be a part of the Destiny Underwood camp one day. I want to, can Destiny sing this song? Love to send her something. Just, again, a lot to work with and a great voice. Looking forward to it. Really, really excited for her career. Well, we do have another track. I was able to get Streets, full version. Streets featuring Cartier, A$AP. This is Hat Low. This is next on the live song review on Global 14 Radio The Cut.
All right.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. What it do, baby? What it do, baby? It's me. It's streets, nigga. Street, nigga. The long time coming. Long time coming. Okay. Okay. So ride with me. Ride with me. Hey. Hey. Ride with me. Hey.
Out, do my city right, and if you know me, I got on a fitted right, and it's fitted right, edge razor tight, and in the passenger seat, I got a sexy dime, or a quarter piece, it's what she gonna be, sexy body, she's an art piece, call her Mona Lisa, done by Da Vinci, as you walk, your whole deceased. Small waist, thick ass, everything about her make you wanna spend the cash. You got it bad, you want some mustard, but not me. I'm on this money mission. Cool K, that be me. Staying laid back, call me a backseat. I roll with the gangsters, NMGs from the Bloods and Crips. Can't forget
to me with my hat low, tilt back, leaning to the side. I got my hat low, tilt back, leaning to the side. I got my hat low, tilt back, leaning to the side, leaning to the side, leaning to the side. I got my hat low, tilt back, leaning to the side. I got my hat low, tilt back, leaning to the side. I got my hat low, tilt back, leaning to the side, leaning to the side, leaning to the side. Hey, say I'ma go loco. I went and turned my swag up. Hey, on everything, I'm still the same. Down to my slap, bro. Matt Truck, ass her. She know me, she blow me. But never seen my eyes, just know my braid hat and goatee. I'm smiling while I'm driving. Silent Thousand Island. Fresh as fuck, I'm out the window. Throw that piece beside him. Floating on your ass, on that underpass. And I'm posting for some cash, leaning low for trap. So I'm focused,
mass, moving, grooving on these streets. Lames lose me with that, miss me with that booty cheek. Left on veterans, left for heaven sent. That's C4 incredible, you can catch me with.
You can catch me with my hat low, tilt back, leaning to the side, I got my hat low. Tilt back, leaning to the side, I got my hat low. Tilt back, leaning to the side, leaning to the side. Leaning to the side, I got my hat low. Tilt back, leaning to the side, I got my hat low. Tilt back, leaning to the side, I got my hat low. Tilt back, leaning to the side, leaning to the side, leaning to the side.
I got my hat low, tilt back, leaning when I get it up. Spit it or snap back, click a beat and signature. Please respect the literature, or I do something sinister. We doing it big, no time to the miniature. I'm breathing for a reason. Collect all the cheese, then blow it, like hurricane season. I'm fearing flame speaking, I'm fresh to death, like we done buried the damn deacon. Can't compare to a weakling, the strongest survivor. Your swag is a five, so it's plain to see you living average life. I bagged your wife, and I ain't even have to go and pay the luggage fee. I'm from Southwest, so fuck with me, fuck with me. I'm a monster, I came here to conquer. Flow so sick, and I know no doctor, so how you gonna stop us? No way, you got a better chance getting a confession from OJ.
You can catch me with my hat low, tilt back, leaning to the side, I got my hat low. Tilt back, leaning to the side, I got my hat low. Tilt back, leaning to the side, leaning to the side, leaning to the side, I got my hat low. Tilt back, leaning to the side, I got my hat low. Tilt back, leaning to the side, I got my hat low. Tilt back, leaning to the side, leaning to the side, leaning to the side.
Group featuring Cartier and Stacks, A-Stacks, I'm sorry, with Hat Low on G14 Radio Cut. Live song review. I could go. Do you want to go, Gordon? Does it matter? Whomever. Huh?
Go ahead. Go ahead and give your opinion on that.
Okay. Well, there's a couple things. I actually kind of enjoyed it a little bit. I really did. Not a little bit, but I actually enjoyed it. I kind of liked the theme of where you're going with it. It started off talking about ladies, so I thought it was going to be for us, but then you kind of flipped it and went to the fellas and said you had your hat low. So I can kind of see dudes, you know, putting their hat on real quick and doing whatever. I guess, you know, how y'all tip it to the side or whatever. I don't know. But I can kind of see dudes doing that in the club. It sounds like it could be kind of a dance almost in the club. Or a writing song. It can do a couple of things. The last verse wasn't my favorite because I kind of got lost in whatever he was saying. I kind of got lost with it, but it wasn't bad. But it wasn't pertaining, I guess, to the theme of the song, if you will. I just kind of got a little lost on that. The engineering was great. There was a couple parts in there that I would have done differently, although I'm not an engineer. There was just a few things I would have done differently. However, I did overall enjoy the song. I just think it may need a few more tweaks, but I kind of like the direction in which it went. So that's just my opinion.
No doubt, no doubt. I like the hook on that joint. It was a catchy hook, you know what I'm saying? You know, I love hats. I love fitting gold. You know what I'm saying? So I could definitely relate to that joint. You know, with joints like this, you know what I'm saying? When you got the catchy hook and you got that type of song, it's like I always want. It doesn't matter what I want, but I always look forward to a rapper melodically spitting a verse. You know what I'm saying? I like, I compare it to Jeezy and Shorty Low and, you know, dudes that when they spit, they kind of, it's damn near like they're singing when they're spitting on some of these tracks because they're like putting melody to what they're saying. and if you have like a track like that, like a, you know, it's so much you could do with it. It's gonna make people want to see what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? But if you get on it and just rap straight through, it's just like, okay, what is this nigga's verse over so I can hit his hook again? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I always, you know, think when a track is opened up like that, that you should kind of bounce with it a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the verse, one of those cats verse bounced, like, nice with the track. The last one, like you said, I kind of hit, he came aggressive, but he might be an aggressive dude. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, when you have something that's basically like, even though it's hat low, tilted, leaning to the side, that's kind of lighthearted. You know what I'm saying? So if your verse come in aggressive and it's not just like how you pimp the jeans with the hat or the vest with the hat, or when you step into the spot, they looking like, you know, he rock, you know what I'm saying? Something that's kind of engaging that hook a little bit to where somebody could say, yo, yeah, I'm feeling how he did that. Then it's just another verse on a song. You know what I'm saying? But not saying it's a bad verse at all.
No,
but
it wasn't. It wasn't.
When it wasn't a bad verse. None of them were bad verses. But when 80 million niggas rap, you know what I'm saying? You just can't have a verse. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if that hook is dope and you were blessed enough to come up with a catchy hook, because some niggas can't do that, you know what I'm saying? So you got a catchy hook, so you want to make sure that song is consistent with that hook too. And you know, if it is, it always has a better chance of breaking through, you know, unfortunately our saturated hip-hop market, you know what I'm saying? I always, you know, tell a nigga, yo, if you line 20 dudes up and you all look the same, what's going to make somebody like, I'm going to give you the million. You know what I'm saying? So if they say, I want to listen to all y'all songs, then one of them joints got to stand out. You know what I'm saying? So I encourage anybody that's rapping not to get on no gimmick shit, but find a way to bring something across. Like I always use Jeezy as an example. That nigga's talking about the same thing everybody's talking about, but not in the same way. I got the bird for the phone sign. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, how many niggas you heard talking about birds, but they're not talking about it like him. And people wonder about, you know, Shorty Low can't rap. Shorty Low ain't nice. When Shorty Low came out with They Know,
Everybody was running in the club.
They were singing that shit. I'm talking about from wherever you was from, you was dealing with that song, not only because the track was tough, but he was...
The delivery
was something that was touched. So it was a dope song to me. The hat low, leaning to the side. I still remember the hook, but I don't remember, you know, some of the verses. And I would have liked to be able to be like, oh yeah, son, he got on that and bounced with that joint. You know what I'm saying? So that was the only critique, if that even is a critique, I had. You know what I'm saying? Because I just like it, you know, rap songs to stand out a little bit. I think, you know, we need that because so many niggas is rhyming.
And again, the song was, I really enjoyed the concept of it. And again, you know, incorporating the ladies and then kind of, it was about y'all. And I said, wait a minute, it's not even about me. Like, so it was about men and y'all had your hat on and it was to the side and stuff. So it was a nice track. So as long as, and I agree with you, Golden, again, it just, the verses, well, the last verse in particular lost me, but if they are delivered just right and the cadence is on point and the delivery is on point and the content is direct with what the hook is saying, then it's going to be a perfect hit. The song, the timing and everything was cool. I thought it was going to be long, but it worked out great. So,
You know, people to get it confused and say that I'm saying do what Jeezy and Shorty Low.
Whoa, no, yeah.
Nah, don't. Yeah. Give what the track gives you. You know what I'm saying? Take what the track gives you and say, okay, this is what I want to say. But, you know, artists are creative. So you got to think of creative ways to bring something across. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to mention a dude that he probably definitely not listening, but he shot me on Global 14 last night a video, and he was like, yo, Fleece, tell me what you think about this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard it, I was like, yo, this shit, I really like that joint. And it was because it was different. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had the MP3 of it, but it was a different joint. Dude is talking about selling coke, you know what I'm saying? But the way he's singing, I mean, rapping in that joint, is coming across in an interesting way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember one line, and he was like, to execute this murder, I called my Georgia boys to put a hit out on this hustler named Gorgeous George. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm
right.
like, yo, I'm remembering that shit. Or the next day
mm-hmm.
in that verse because of how he laid that out. Like, yo,
mm-hmm.
what is this nigga talking about? Like, he's really going in on how he about that life type shit. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? And it came across really dope. So shout out to, I think his name is Severe, man. He got a nice little different joint on G14. He's spamming, but he's trying to get it heard.
Oh,
but,
boy.
Not, you know,
no doubt. I feel him.
But,
I feel
you
him.
Know, But that's what I'm saying when it comes to the delivery. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You definitely want to try to get your joint across so it's not just another 16-bar verse.
Right, right. You don't want to just step on stage and give them that. You kind of, you want to, when you're doing that verse, you want to have something to bring to it as well with the stage. And you got to be able to visualize the performance as well. So, you know, that may help as far as the delivery when you're writing the lyrics and stuff. So. But good job overall. Again, I would just kind of rework that third one and have a little bit more passion with it, per se, with what, the subject matter is. But good job overall, and I like the production, too. And I hope
yeah,
it's original,
because
I actually enjoyed the production a lot. So I definitely hope it was original. Again, it was just good job. So, and shout-out to everybody. That's all the music we're going to play tonight. I do know that next time we're going to have a lot of music. We may have to do Golden on the review. Because they didn't get it in time or, you know, what have you. But, again, thank you to everybody that submitted their music tonight, T and Destiny Underwood, Casey Edmonds, and then Streets. Thank you all for submitting your music to us for airplay consideration and just for the review. We really appreciate you guys, and we wish you nothing but success and the best.
Most
and
definitely.
Much respect to you as well for getting in the studio and putting your music out there and giving us your all. So we really appreciate that. We're going to take a break. We do have somebody holding on the line. I'm not sure if they're listening or wanting to make a comment. So we're going to take a quick break, come back, and take a live call, and then get into some news before we ride out on the cut.
Yeah.
Fraud niggas, y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's Rand nigga, woo! Ric Flair nigga, woo! The power's in my hair nigga, woo! I get this beat to tear nigga. Soho, a Tribeca, three hoes, trifecta, dope money, coke money, cue blow, my wife better, my pen's better, you don't write. Trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or K's vomit. Ungrateful niggas I don't like.
A boss nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
Snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
Snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
A smile in my face is what I don't like. They see your whole sound. Find me like they did Christ. They wanna find me now, breathing like they found Mike. A girl to run her mouth only out of spite. But I never hit a woman, never in my life. I was in too deep like Makai Fife. In that pussy so deep I could've drowned twice. Rose gold, Jesus peace with the brown ice. Eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dykes. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Suge Knight.
Z14 Radio The Cut coming back with you. A quick commercial break. We do have actually one of our songs that we played tonight. Destiny Underwood is on the line with us. Welcome, Destiny.
Hey.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. So glad that y'all could finally play my song on Global 14 Radio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have Golden on the line, too.
Yeah, you. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Excellent, man. Thank you for, you know, submitting your music, man. We really enjoyed listening to it, talking about it, man. You know, everybody that supports you on Global 14, man, we're so proud of you. Young, positive little sister doing her thing, man. You know, we can't be happier for you. And, you know, you got a lot coming in your future. So much props to you and your whole team, man. Y'all definitely doing it right.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. I just want to say thank you so much, actually. And I like what you said about, you said the sky's the limit, which it definitely is, and I'm not going to give up until I actually reach my dream. And I'm so glad that I have Global 14 and all my supporters backing me, and it really means a lot.
Oh, you are so, so welcome. We think that you're very talented, and everyone sees it in you. You're going to be a huge star. So we're just glad that we can be a part of the beginning stages and see you grow. And we thank you for calling in tonight and for sending your music as well. So thank you so much.
You're
and
so
keep
very
coming.
Welcome.
Let everybody know if you got something going on right now. You know, if you got, because I know you stay busy, you got a lot of shows and stuff that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything coming up you want people to know about?
Well, nothing coming up right now. Just being in the studio trying to write some more songs and get them out, actually.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, we're definitely going to keep tabs on Destiny Underwood all the way through, you know what I'm saying? Like, people understand, you know, our show come on Wednesday night, and, you know, we're getting 4,800 listens in a week, you know what I'm saying? Like, our joint is growing, so
mm-hmm.
we want to thank everybody out there that's tuning in and listening to us, you know what I'm saying? Even if you can't tune in Wednesday night, you're going back, you're checking the show out. We really appreciate that, man, and we encourage more people to start calling in, because we talk about everything on this show that has to do with entertainment, music, you know what I'm saying? We love to hear everybody's feedback, and, you know, just like Destiny's calling in, we love to hear the artist's voice, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? You get the talk to him and speak to him, and that's what it's all about. So shout out to you for calling in, definitely.
That's right.
Well, thank
that's
you
right.
so much, and I'll make sure that I tune in about every Wednesday. I'm going to try my best to tune in every Wednesday.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome.
It means a lot to us. It really does. And, again, we do want to have you back for an interview as well. You do, like I said, you have a lot going on in the works. We admire your hustle, if you will, if we can say that, your work ethic and your grind
yeah.
in the music industry. We really admire it and respect it. So definitely keep emailing me, Destiny, your music, so we can keep that rolling, and let's schedule a time where we can get you in for an interview in your busy schedule.
Okay, well, just thank y'all so much again, and thank you for the feedback, and thank you for liking the song, and I definitely will take that into consideration. And I just want to thank y'all, if some of y'all are still watching and listening, thank y'all so much for listening to me, and follow me on Twitter at DeathStar19, and thank y'all so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. You have a great
welcome,
night.
Destiny.
You too.
All right, Destiny Underwood, you heard her. Follow her on Twitter at DeathStar19, DeathStar19. Check the Twitter at G14 Radio for the spelling. Also, make sure you, again, check out global14.com. That is the site. This is the station. We go hand in hand. Get over there on global14.com, sign up, and then check in with us, like Golden said, every Wednesday night. News, homie, did you want to give anything you got off your chest, anything that popped up crazy that you wanted to cover real quick?
Yeah, it's some funny stuff that happened, just some small, you know what I'm saying, few topics we could talk about, but the first one that I need to, you know, get into that I thought was funny, you know, artists these days, man, you know, it's so real right now with the videos and the YouTubes and the people with cell phone cameras and all this craziness that a lot of these artists are getting caught saying shit and doing shit that they're not supposed to be saying and doing, and they like becoming publicist nightmares. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
The other day, Bangladesh was doing an interview. And one of the interviewee asked him about, like, you know, how do you feel about, you know, you making these hits and being amongst the ranks of relevant producers like so-and-so, and just, you mentioned Swizz Beatz, and Bangladesh is like, is Swizz Beatz relevant? You know what I'm saying? And he kind of goes into how, you know, Alicia Keys is what makes Swizz Beatz relevant. And when that got out.
Wow.
Track his statement, but she had it on tape, so she came and released the tape of what he said. So it was nothing he could do from there. And you know, it's not gonna hurt him or anything like that, but it's just kind of like, you know, if you mean what you say and you know you're gonna talk about it, you know, you gotta stick to it, man, because nowadays with the cameras and the cell phones, it's pretty much hard to backtrack and not get caught, especially if you can record it or film. And one of them that was real funny happened, like, I saw, like, a day ago, 2 days ago, was the homie Chief sitting down getting his hair edged up, you know what I'm saying? And he's in a crib hitting the dude. It's like, you know, oh, this is perfect, man. You blowing up now, and, you know, you're going to do a song with Wayne. Wayne already love you, you know what I'm saying? And the dude was like, yo, fuck Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne homo. I don't like Lil Wayne.
Wow.
The barber's like, oh, you don't like Lil Wayne? He's like, nah, I'm doing a song with Birdman. You know, I don't like Lil Wayne. He homo. And the dude was like, oh, I thought he was going to do it. He's like, well, I might do a song with him, but he homo, though. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And it was like they just called him saying that, and then they put that shit everywhere. Now, Chief Keef don't strike me as a young guy that's going to say, nah, I didn't mean it like that.
Right.
That little dude is kind of like, you know, fuck the world type shit.
Right.
I don't care what you think. This is me and my crew. We Chicago niggas. We don't care about nothing. So I don't think he's gonna. But it's just like, damn.
Right.
You just got the money, baby. You just got the fame. Lil Wayne is
an all-star. Right.
Not if he's not the most popular rapper in the world right now, besides Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And you on there like, yeah, that nigga's homo, man. I don't fuck with that nigga. So,
right.
You know, I know his people are like,
oh my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? But I just say that to say people got to be careful, man. This video and this recording shit is no joke.
Right.
Every time people think they're getting away with something, they can't get away with it.
Yeah.
It's being recorded. It's being
or screenshot on the Twitter.
Screenshots. Whatever they're going to do, they could come back to haunt you. So, you know, watch your words. You know, try to be cognizant of what you're talking about out there. That's if you give a fuck. Some people don't.
Right. Just like the whole thing. You know, it's just, and then the whole, you know, well, you remember the whole Mondi thing with him retract his statement. I mean,
right.
It was from the Twitter. You know, this technology thing is a beast. So you got to, again, like you said, it really is a publicist nightmare. They're probably, like, working overtime trying to clean up messes. And do damage control all the time, and it's just crazy. So definitely, folks need to be a little bit mindful about what they tweeting out or saying around folks, especially anybody trying to get a quick, you know, who don't care, you know, who just want to get notarized and known for being the one to break that story or bring that to the blogs or whatever the case may be. So yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so, you know, I just wondered that. I thought that was kind of wild. But another story, homie that's close to the So-So Def family, you know, basically they built it, you know, with JD. You know, Bow Wow was in the news. Apparently, Bow Wow's Twitter was hacked.
Oh,
and somebody hacked his Twitter, you know, and started doing a lot of reckless shit about putting money on somebody's head out in Detroit. I guess some guy put a picture out of someone that kind of resembles Bow Wow laying on another guy's back naked and shit. So Of course, Bow Wow wasn't feeling that, you know what I'm saying? But he took his account and he was sending out messages and, you know, talking about some of, you know, Bow Wow's personal business and, you know, basically, you know, these threats of putting money on some guy's head or whatever. So, you know, Bow Wow said that Twitter was hacked. There's another thing about, you know, technology going awry, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you got these people who are obsessed with these artists, entertainers, to the point where they sit there and figure out how to crack a code to break in your shit and try to make you look crazy. It's just wild out here. So, you know, I'm stunned by all of this news that I see when it comes to, you know, this shit, because you kind of realize how crazy people are in this world.
Yeah.
Man, there's some crazy cats out here, man.
Yeah, it is. And it's just a shame that they're taking their all their time and energy and effort into doing something like that and then just trying to... I'm not understanding what they're exposing or trying to... I'm not understanding the point of it all. But again, that's just me. I mean, I don't have the energy to do that. I got my own stuff and own agenda, to-do list for the days ahead of me, and it doesn't involve hacking Twitter and trying to see who's doing what and, you know, fish for information that isn't there. So, whatever.
You know, like I say, it's a little bit crazy. The homie, Cupid, he's a Global 14 lifer. He actually, I saw that he put that story up, but he didn't believe the Bow Wow was at. Cupid was pretty much like, yeah, right, that was him. That was him tweeting that stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He had a phrase that it made me laugh when I read it. I actually read what he put up today. He was like, somebody need to stop Bow Wow from thumb thugging. He was out there thumb thugging with the phone.
He is the
way. I was like, yo, that's crazy. That's what a lot of people do too.
They're out there
thugging, and they need to stop with that shit. Not saying that Bow did it, but you know, it's a whole bunch of people that talk shit on Twitter.
Oh yeah, or the internet,
Instagram, and
right.
Facebook, whatever the fuck they want to talk shit on, they always do. So you know, stop thumb thugging, niggas.
That is hilarious. I'm loving it.
And shout out to, you know, LL Cool J for beating the shit out of somebody that tried to burglarize his home today.
Wow. Okay.
That Mama Said Knock You Out song was not no fluke. The nigga LL Cool J will knock your head clean off your shoulders. And apparently some burglar came face to face with him in his house. And, you know, LL Cool J had to subdue him. Yeah, he had to subdue him and wait till the cops came. So, you know, they said the suspect suffered bumps and bruises and was promptly arrested when he, you know. Shout out to LL Cool J for just not having that bullshit.
Right, that's hilarious to me and funny. That's what's up, though. That's your household. You got to protect the Claire, you know, and the family,
yeah.
So.
Most definitely. And, you know, one more, you know, that we could get into and talk about a little bit. You know, I'm a big Juvenile fan.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
A big 400 Degrees.
Oh, yeah. Juvenile.
You know, I love
mm-hmm.
that album, man.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he was out in Miami. Actually got reunited with Wayne out there. You know, that's Wayne's stomping grounds now.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Live on Sundays. And I guess they were out at Live. And a brawl took place, and the homie Juvie got arrested.
What?
And, yeah,
when
he
was
got
that?
Arrested for being a part of a brawl or whatever was taking place. Now, you know, Juvie has had a few arrests
mm-hmm.
this year, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we always want to make sure that dude is still out on the streets, because we know the Hot Boys are falling like,
it's
you know, the Hot Boys, we got BG going in for like 14 strong.
Right.
Turk them been in for however long. So
right.
I would hate for Juvie to keep getting arrested to the point where he has to do a stint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my artist out here is actually good friends with Juvie's son. which is an artist that will be coming out, Young Juvie. And he actually goes to one of the big music schools out here. So, you know, we all love Juvenile, man,
yeah.
And we don't want to see him going for that bid. So hopefully this is nothing that's going to, you know, hinder him at all. But let's stay out on the streets, Juvie. Let's stay safe, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I always hate to hear about that. But I'm disappointed. I mean, what's the deal with all these? I mean, I guess you got to do what you got to do. But, and of course, I don't know the situation surrounding it. I guess that just when you said they had a brawl, it just took me back to the Drake and Chris Brown drama, and it was disappointing, you know, but like I said, Juvie, I really enjoy him, and as far as I know, just his demeanor, personality, his mannerisms, and then his music, of course, first and foremost, so I feel like he had to do what he had to do, I hope that, again, like you said, he can stay on that straight path right there, and they don't get him to do a long bid or anything, so... Shout out to Cash Money and of course Lil Wayne running it as always.
Yeah.
You know, he's even had a couple things he had this year. We remember that. So.
Right. So you know, shout out to those brothers. Quick story. I just wanted to not a story, but just a shout out really.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to 2 Chainz, because 2 Chainz actually has the number one album right now in the country, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you follow Ludacris, you remember 2 Chainz as Titty Boy and the whole Disturbing the Peace and
mm-hmm.
thing. Him and Dollar Boy is Player Circle and
mm-hmm.
now 2 Chainz. And it's like, rarely does anybody get those many chances to do anything. And you can see that this man has created his own pad through his own hard work to where you had to fuck with him.
Yeah,
regardless
for real.
Of how many
you
times he tried. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and like,
no.
He's number one now. So I just wanted to highlight that, man. Like, shout out that brother 2 Chainz.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is not easy to do. Like,
no.
I mean, you see it now and you're screaming the true and
mm-hmm.
you're loving what he's doing, but most people would have definitely not made it. They would have gave up. They wouldn't have kept that grind going. And that brother did it, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just excited for that cat right now because it's like...
He's just
that's
boring.
Not easy to do.
No, it's not. And like he just created a household name for himself. My brothers love him. They're in college. They're seniors this year. They play basketball. When they step out on that court, it's 2 Chainz that's blaring through them speakers to get everybody, you know, live and riled up for the game. They haven't started the season yet, but you know what I'm saying. That's what's getting them hyped up. That gets me hyped up. I mean, 2 Chainz is great. I mean, he's just great at what he does. There's no mistaking that. And he can do different things. He's an all-around. He is lyrical, you know, and he does what he wants to do when he wants to do it. And what he's doing now is just genius. So I admire and respect that of him. And just coming from the artist standpoint and from a fan, I really enjoy 2 Chainz. I have to say I do. He does well meshing with other artists as well. You know, when he has them on his tracks or when he's being featured, he does a good job of coming in there and doing what he needs to do. So I like him.
Yeah, most definitely. 2 Chainz is dope. Shout out
to
2 Chainz, man. I just definitely wanted to shout him out, man, because being in the industry and trying to grow in the industry, you know how crazy it could be, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? So that brother definitely persevered. And one more story, you know what I'm saying? We'll
cool.
leave it here. Unless anybody want to call in and talk about, you know, different topics. I hate to see this shit, man, because it seems like it always happens with our people, man. It happens with a lot of people, but you really hate to see money just coming between people, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first, you know, I've been a Jeezy fan for a long time, and I remember meeting,
oh, no, not Jeezy.
You know, those brothers in Miami and meeting Kinky B. And Kinky B was Jeezy's former business partner, and he's suing him for $5 million right now.
No.
Yeah, so,
no.
You know, a lot of people got to talk to Kinky B when they couldn't talk to Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people that I knew, A&R's in the game, used to always say, yeah, I'm going to try to get your music, Kinky, you know what I'm saying, see if he can get it to Jeezy. And right now, according to the lawsuit, you know, he helped Young Jeezy from CT Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, all of that. He was instrumental in helping that label get the distribution deal with Def Jam, and he says he was cut out of millions of dollars in the profits. So the lawsuit actually says that Jeezy redirected millions of dollars in royalties and advances into his own personal account. Like, Jeezy just made that shit do a U-turn.
Transaction.
Put that into my account. You know what I'm saying? And then when he took over the company, he took all the funds. So now Kinky B is like, listen, man, I need my money. But that's a lot of motherfucking bread, man.
Right, it is.
That's a lot of money.
I hate to hear this, and I hate that I'm sighing and doing all this. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but, you know, I love Jeezy, and I'm just one of his ride and die fans. And I hate to hear this. I really do. And I hope that, well, there's not much of hope. There's a lawsuit out, and this is, it has to play its court, you know. It's told in court, and I just hate to hear it. I really do. I really enjoy Jeezy. I think I expressed that enough. But I hate to hear it. I really do. And I just, I guess, wish for the best. And, you know, I don't know. I just don't like that story at all. I haven't been liking any of this lately. You know, I wasn't feeling last week what Neo said about Trey Songz. I'm not feeling this week either. I mean,
maybe,
you know,
next week, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe
I'll
be happy.
I'll find somebody, you know, somebody.
To make me happy, right?
You know, it's some good stories.
It is some good out there, but, you know, we got to get to the real deal, the real scoop. And speaking of the real deal and real scoop, shout out to Streets, because he said that he really enjoyed the station and the song tonight. So we thank him for submitting his music and for
shout out, homie.
Yeah, and for saying that you like what we're doing here. We're just trying to make a lane, and we appreciate you for going with us on that journey. But yeah, hopefully next week I can get excited and not have to.
You know. I'll find some happy-go-lucky shit. And, you know what? Really, I should do that. You know what I'm gonna do?
No, you did. You gave
sure
it that out.
Balance the shit out.
No,
I'm
you
give it a balance.
You did. You did. But I guess it's just for me and the fact that it was my favorite artist. You know how it is when it's your favorite artist. It's touching to you and on a whole nother level, and you're just like, okay. I'm not feeling
well,
it.
Well, you're
you
a
know.
Woman. You get emotional about
it. I know, and I hate
me, it. I'm like, it's a brother getting sued. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and I'm over here sighing and just having a fit with it. But, you know, I gotta know it. Hey, and if I caught myself, I said, it is what it is. There's a lawsuit out, but I'm riding with Jeezy to the end. So,
remember Jeezy done stole that man's money. You riding with Jeezy, huh?
Look, hey, let's wait to see what the court say first. I'm going to wait, and then I'm going to say, Jeezy, I'm not happy with you, but, you know, I forgive you. And that's pretty much what's going to happen. So I'm going to forgive him either way, so we might as well just say I'm riding with him. Shout out to Young Jeezy. Do the right thing,
$5 million and still get the love. That's a powerful dude right there.
That's
that. That's one of my favorite artists, too, but... Jeezy, if you stole that man money,
give
you know
it
that
back. Do the right
you out,
thing. That's
give
right.
that man some paper, though.
That's
give
right.
that man
Please
some
do
paper.
It.
Don't do that to him, Jeezy.
Please.
If you know he helped you out, throw that man some dollars, my
Right,
brother.
And I'm still going to purchase. I'm still going to ride and purchase the albums and see you at the shows and whatnot. So you got enough money to give up. You got enough that you can, like he said, pay the man, you know?
You know, we like Jeezy, but pay that man.
Pay your bills. Again, we want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. We kicked it, just Golden and I. And you can catch us every Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. Check in next week to see what we got going on. I'm at ONYX254. You can find me on Twitter and Global Also, make sure, again, global14.com. You get over there and sign up. I'm not just saying it for my health. It's Jermaine Dupri's social networking site, and we do thank him for the platform that we have through this station, G14 Radio, and shout out to the producers and everyone that was a part of the creating process with The Cut and G14 Radio. Follow the Twitters at G14 Radio at Global14.
Yeah, no doubt. Follow me on the Twitter, THAGLUE, The Glue, on Global 14, Golden Fleece. Instagram, The Golden Fleece, THA, Golden Fleece. You know, all those social networks, they all connect, man. Let's connect, network, you know what I'm saying? Help each other out, man. That's what it's all about. G14, The Cut, you already know.
Let's go.
John Main, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a go.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Came from nothing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X wet, pills crack, weed blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking that boss.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Came from nothing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I'm a ghost. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Came from nothing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
get some more, can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing,
kept me
hustling. Now I'm shining,
nothing like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
get some more, can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing,
kept me hustling.
Now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts.
Why
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway. On probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit.